Enrique Puentes sees a world of possibilities for his son. Miguel Puentes Quiroga was born without part of his left hand, but that hasn't stopped him from being active and participating in all sorts of sports. "I'm wearing the skates," the 7-year-old Barry student proudly proclaims. He was initially uncomfortable using a hockey stick, but was outfitted with a handy adapter that will allow him to play hockey. Miguel has other adapters that allow him participate in a variety of sports, and he's already been playing soccer, basketball, football, and swimming. They're also looking at an adapter for tennis. His dad, a mechanical engineer, sourced a design from Argentina and was able to 3D print an adapter for his bike, allowing him to stand up and ride, helpful when the family pulls out the bikes during their summertime camping excursions. "When you have a child with a disability, you start researching," says his dad, adding that there's even an adapter for guitar playing. Miguel's family is thankful for the support they've received. They were living in Prince George, BC, when Miguel was born. It's where they were connected with the War Amps program. The nonprofit organization has a child amputee program, CHAMP, which offers services to Canadian child amputees and their families. His family found value in making the trek to Vancouver, which the War Amps sponsored, to attend the annual CHAMP seminar, allowing them to connect with other families facing similar challenges when Miguel was just a baby. "It's a really good opportunity to get feedback from others," says his dad. "The emotional support is key. For the parents, that's really valuable. They did a really good job with parents who are new to the disability." Miguel's family moved to Ontario in the early days of the pandemic when his dad was offered a professional opportunity. They initially stayed in Alliston when they were expecting their third child and explored the area, coming to Barrie for an ultrasound. They happened to come upon a doctor who spoke Spanish and ultimately decided to call Barrie home. The annual seminars went into hiatus, like most things during that time. And they missed the emotional support and the idea sharing of the conference. They have since resumed, and the family has been able to connect with families in Ontario. Miguel has been meeting other kids, learning about their abilities and their accomplishments. His parents, meanwhile, are able to learn about the latest developments in artificial limbs, tips on parenting a child amputee, and how to deal with teasing and bullying. They also get a good handle on the various adapters available and that might become available. More information is provided through a magazine and other reference material circulated by War Amps. Miguel and his older brother are attending a French school, and their sister, who is now 3, attends the attached Garderie Day Nursery, while their mom, a nurse, is taking English classes at Georgian College. "The War Amps experience is really positive for us," says Miguel's dad, who looks forward to the annual meetings to connect with other parents, some of whom are also engineers or handy and on the lookout to MacGyver something new for their children. He also sees the positive influence on his son, who is able to connect with a whole new social network. "The future," says his dad, "is full of new opportunities. I can foresee big changes in adapters and prosthetics in the next 20 years, he says. "For sure, in the future, it's going to create new opportunities for the champs."